The word 360, New King James Version of the Bible. Philippians 1 and verse 21, the Apostle Paul says, "For me to live is Christ."
Be encouraged. The Apostle Paul spoke words of encouragement to the brethren in Ephesians chapter 4. How many of us need to hear words of encouragement today? We all do. Turn off the different social media platforms which spew words of anger, hatred, and negativity, which are not uplifting, but words with no spiritual value at all. It's evil communication. Turn to the Word of God. You will be edified. Verses 31 and 32, Paul says to the brethren, "Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you." Chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, he says, "Therefore be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also loved us, and given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma." Thank God for his mercy and grace for sending Jesus into the world, or else we all would be lost. There is always hope in Jesus Christ. Verses 8 through 11, he says, "For you were once in darkness, but now you are in the light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all righteousness and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them." Verses 15 through 17, he says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is." There is no getting around the fact that Christianity, which has always been under attack, is more openly under attack within this country. Do not be discouraged. The Apostle Paul gave words of encouragement to the brethren in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 11, which says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Many who profess to wear the name of Christ have gotten caught up in some of the same worldly behaviors of those outside of the church. Repentance is necessary. Strongly consider the words of Paul to the brethren in Romans chapter 13, verses 12 through 14, which says, "The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly, as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust." A strong faith will carry us over, under, and through the situational difficulties in this life. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verses 7 and 8, Paul says, "By the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true."